Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I'm finally back in the chair, Brad.
Yeah. We're all masked up, though. We're taking precautions, but you did return a negative result yesterday on your RAT.
That's right. Negative. Absolutely negative. And I tell you what, I don't do much preaching on this show, but if you haven't had that third jab, I recommend getting it done.
Get the booster.
Like, I am someone, as you know, that has an absolute superhuman immune system.
Well, you claim to have a superhuman immune system.
It's pretty good. I'd probably rate my COVID experience about maybe a 4 out of 10.
Mm.
I got pretty lucky, like, basically.
Yeah, but like the hand sanitizer, you're like 99% alcohol.
That's right. It kills everything in the body.
No germ can survive Hutsy's bloodstream.
And it's one of those things, like, until you actually get COVID, you can't really explain what could possibly happen. Like, it affects everyone in different ways. Like, dead set, my missus, not a very good immune system, 3 jabs. I reckon it probably hit her about a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm saying 10 out of 10 is hospital. I reckon she had to have antibiotics because she was, like, sick for a couple of weeks. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, I had some very strange side effects when I tested positive. Like, I'm looking at all the things. You got all the common stuff, like, you know, the sore throat, the coughing, all this sort of stuff. I was like, no, none of that. All of a sudden, probably about the day before I tested positive, my taste went really weird. You may remember before I was actually having beef cheeks on before I tested positive on Thursday afternoon. I had it on Wednesday night for dinner. I'm eating the dinner and a tomato paste for the sauce, and I'm going, this tastes horrible, like really, really bitter.
Yeah,
and that's one of the symptoms. Like, your taste just goes haywire.
Yeah, I had a friend. Him and his wife recently got the coronavirus, and he was still cooking up these big extravagant meals and posting them on Facebook. Like, he made this delicious-looking Parmigiana. I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? You can't taste it. This is stupid.
I'll tell you what, if there's ever a time just to go on, like, protein shakes and try and shit, that's the time to do it, because you can't taste much anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I had these, like,
celery soup for a week.
That's it.
Yeah, because you can't taste it.
Cream of corn.
Mm.
I had all these strange little ulcers on the bottom of my mouth as well. Really weird symptoms. Not the common stuff. Like, I had a bit of a gruff voice, but my throat was never sore.
So this is like your worst nightmare, kind of losing your taste. Because
that's right.
You're the type of guy that will spend hours, like, you know, smoking a brisket.
That's right.
I don't know if that's a thing. And then, you know, imagine that. Imagine if you, like, started smoking some delicious meat and then you got to that mark where all of a sudden your taste buds go and you'd be like, out in the front yard, no, what do you need?
That's a true story.
Why?
That actually happened.
Oh,
I smoked a brisket while I was off and it was the saltiest tasting thing I've ever. It just tasted like I was eating salt. I was like,
no.
Absolute haywire, but it was very strange from day to day. Like, it was like spinning the winter wheel. It's like, what symptoms am I going to get today? Spin the wheel. It's like, all of a sudden, okay, today I've got a slight fever. All right, no worries. Tomorrow, spin the wheel. All of a sudden, insomnia. That's where I'm at now. Like, the last three nights.
Can't sleep.
Just laying in bed, and this is like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and I'm like,
really?
Got to get up in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a great experience, but I tell you what, like, dead set. Get all the jabs you can. I'd get extra jabs if I could. I'd be like, just line them up. Mainline it. Just push it all through your
body. Get back in the vaccination line again with a fake mustache and a pair of glasses. Try that.
Yeah, so, yeah, very lucky. Probably about a 4 out of 10 for me, scoring them pretty low. But other people, if you're one of those people that gets absolutely knocked down when you get sick, I recommend getting up to date on that sort of stuff as well. And the symptoms as well, probably the worst one for me. I'm known in my house for being a bit of a tight ass, but I can guarantee that past week, there was nothing tight about my ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Normally, when people take to the racetrack, they have like 20/20 vision. You gotta, when you're going at those high speeds, you know, you've got to be able to see everything so you can make those instant changes. You got to have lightning quick reflexes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of surprising that they run this event at Sandown, the racetrack there. It's an annual event called In the Driver's Seat, and these are the people that take part.
In the Driver's Seat is an event that encourages blind or visually impaired people to get behind the wheel.
At least I can't read how fast I'm going, so it's all good.
What, real cars? Not like the Wiggles fake car or something?
No, not
the fake,
like,
steering
the big
wheel?
Red car that they get behind the wheel of vintage and race cars.
Vintage cars.
About 120 people take part in this event, which is into its 22nd year, and on the weekend again, they were doing this. I like how one of the ladies, a visually impaired lady, is like, oh, I can't see what's going on. It's like, so if the cops pull anyone over, it's just like, do you know how fast you were going? I got no idea. Could not see a thing, officer. No, it's really good because obviously they can't drive normally, but why shouldn't they have the chance to feel the wind through their hair? So some of them were actually in a convertible, and you're probably thinking, okay, surely they're not just left to their own devices.
Yeah.
They don't just give them the keys and go,
here you go.
Off you shoot.
Put it in park.
Yeah. No, they do have some help.
The drivers are assisted by qualified instructors, like Wayne Stagg, who has been volunteering since day one.
Go over the edge a bit.
Over the ripple strip.
Oh, I don't know why they make that bigger.
Just got to work on your cornering a little bit, though.
Yes, I do go off track a bit.
Yes.
So they have sort of navigators riding shotgun to give them directions on where to go. That was mainly because the guide dogs just could not cope with what was happening. Like, bark twice for right and once for left. Is that, I'm confused. What's happening?
I would imagine these navigators would have like all claw marks on the inside of the car.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're doing great.
Well, Wayne's been taking part in the event for 22 years. I think his hair would have gone stark white after the first year. You know, look, they love it. They absolutely love it. The people that assist with the driving and, of course, the people behind the wheels themselves.
I just love it. And to get out there and have a go at driving, it's so fantastic. When you can't drive, it's, like, so fantastic.
Yeah, just big smiles on everybody's faces. You know, they can't see how fast they're going, but you can feel it. You can feel, like, the rumble of the engine. You can feel the wind and the sounds and all that sort of stuff. So it was really good. I don't know if it'll lead to maybe a Fast and the Furious character being introduced.
We don't need another movie. That's enough.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe they could introduce someone else to ride shotgun with, you know, Vin Diesel's character in the show. You know what I mean? Vin Diesel's like,
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. For those 10 seconds or less, I'm free.
And the other person's like, I can't even see the quarter mile, Vin. I got no idea what you're talking about, mate.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.